The headline this morning from the Wall Street Journal again, panel faults virus test to stop cervical cancer. This is the same medical panel, U.S. government panel, that recommended right. against the PSA blood test, right?
That's right.
And now they're recommending against using HPV testing for cervical cancer.
Well, I think we have to differentiate is that we're not talking about stopping Pap tests. Pap tests have been shown to be the gold standard for screening for cervical cancer and has been responsible for a tremendous reduction in the number of cervical cancers seen in women. In fact, to the point that you see cervical cancer only in women who have not had screening done, Pap test screening done. You very rarely see this in women who have had screening. What this HPV test is an adjunct test. It's being used as a means to say, can we even improve further the screening or evaluation or prediction of whether a woman is at risk for cervical cancer? Part of the problem is that HPV is seen mostly in women under the age of 30 and tends to be less over time. So with any screening test that we use, it has to be used appropriately in terms of a person's age and their risk factors. So for example, we don't do mammograms for women who are 30 years of age. We don't do colonoscopies for people who are 20 years old because the risk of disease at that point is very low. So in this case, they were looking at this and saying, is this helpful as an adjunct for screening? Can this be used either alone or in concert with a Pap test for certain age groups of women? And what essentially they're saying is that that the problem with doing this test is that it can give you a situation where it tells you that you have a certain level of the virus, and then women move on to have more invasive procedures done, biopsies, the physical trauma from doing a biopsy, which does not necessarily change the outcome, because many times when a woman is found to have HPV, especially in the earlier stages of cell changes, it reverses itself spontaneously. Many times that this happens. So it's not a matter of going right ahead and doing a surgical procedure. When you do this type of test, one of the risks is going to be, well, are we going to now do some surgery or biopsies and the resulting pain and side effects thereafter? And they're not inconsequential, because if you start biopsying the cervix, doing what we call loop biopsies or loop excisions, it can result for some women in having later on in their lives premature labor, premature deliveries between 34 and 37 weeks of age. So there's that issue to deal with as well. So the bottom line to all of this is that they're not saying not to do screening. They're saying we have to be careful on the basis of the 140,000 women that they reviewed in these studies. We have to choose very carefully which women would benefit from using both of these tests together and which ones we should continue to use the Pap test. And they're saying that there's evidence to support the use of both for women under the age of 30, but that above the age of 30, you have to really consider the fact that HPV is a less likely factor to be causing cervical changes, and there's less evidence to support use in those age groups. So that, again, they're not recommending against using the tests. They're saying we have to have more information to know which age range of women would benefit most from using both versus just using a Pap test.
And for both, they're currently saying under 30. That's the current thinking.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.